FM Rewind, Bow 88.1.
Now, tonight we're talking about heavy menstrual bleeding, a cycle that is often perceived as normal, which could lead to dire health consequences when ignored. And for many women, menstruation is painful, exhausting, and mentally draining. And according to research, between 10 and 30% of women in South Africa experience heavy menstrual bleeding. And yet, heavy menstrual bleeding is still underdiagnosed and rarely spoken about. There is so much stigma, cultural limitations, and limited access to health care, which then hinders the progress in dealing with this condition. Why is it the case? We are joined on the line by Julia Chris Kuolo, who is a Vets University alumni and a pharmacist by profession with over 30 years of experience. She is joining us on the line. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us, Julia.
Yes, good evening, Tato. Wonderful to be with you and your listeners.
Why is heavy menstrual bleeding often called a hidden crisis, especially in South Africa and Africa as a whole?
Well, it's this heavy menstrual bleeding, also known as menorrhagia. It's often a hidden phenomenon because for many women, it often goes undiagnosed. They think, well, I've just got heavy periods, I've got to just get on with it. And they don't realize that it's actually not normal to have such heavy bleeding. It's also often accompanied with like embarrassment, lack of awareness. And sometimes, you know, the healthcare provider might just dismiss the symptoms. And it's not often not really acknowledged as a problem where it can really lead to, you know, severe health issues like severe anemia. And also in certain cultures or traditions, it's not spoken about. It's sort of something we deal with, but we don't really talk about. And, yeah, sometimes for many women, it feels rather embarrassing and shameful, which really shouldn't be the case at all. So how wonderful that we're having this conversation today.
I mean, I've always been curious what exactly it is that qualifies a heavy menstrual bleeding as opposed to normal period. Let's talk about that.
Yes. And of course, we are generalizing because every woman is different. But generally speaking, the bleeds are much more than normal. There's often frequent changing of pads and tampons, and the period is often, you know, filled with lots of large clots. And for many women, this is soaking through the pads or tampon like every hour for several hours, and the period lasts more than 7 days. And often there's need to change during the night, and because of that, the woman feels really extremely exhausted. She may experience like headaches, dizziness, brain fog, some of the early signs of anemia. So a heavy menstrual bleed is just a period that is a lot heavier, stronger, and longer than normal. And it really leaves the woman very depleted and exhausted.
And what are the most common causes of this condition?
Usually there's some kind of hormonal imbalance happening in the woman. That could be for many, many reasons. There might be maybe fibroids or polyps in the uterus. Sometimes endometriosis might be a cause. There might be maybe pelvic inflammatory disease. And maybe there's a bleeding disorder like hemophilia. There's also something called adenomyosis, where the tissue lining of the uterus actually grows into the muscular wall of the uterus. Mm. And that could be another cause. And very low thyroid function, hypothyroidism, can also be a contributing factor.
And how dangerous is ignoring heavy menstrual bleeding, mistaking it maybe perhaps to normal periods? I mean, are there any dangers?
Yes, absolutely. It can lead to severe anemia, where your iron levels are really low, and that is dangerous. You get, you know, it affects your immunity. You might be dizzy, fainting, have poor immunity, can lead to heart palpitations and insomnia and headaches. And you just, if you have severe anemia, you can't get enough oxygen around the body and to the brain. So on a long-term basis, it is very serious, and also not to mention the impact on, you know, your ability to work or study, and your quality of life. It can have a really serious impact on your quality of life.
At what point should women seek medical help, especially when they consistently experience heavy menstrual bleeding?
Yeah, so if, for example, a woman is, you know, experiencing severe anemia, maybe they've gone for a blood test and the iron is very, very low, they should seek, you know, help, especially if they're having, you know, fainting spells or dizziness, shortness of breath, palpitations. Then I think it's a good thing to seek medical help. Go have a blood test, check out your hemoglobin and iron levels, and make sure that you've ruled out any other concomitant symptoms.
And I was about to ask about perhaps a test that women should demand, if especially when they go to a health facility, be it a clinic or a hospital. Are there perhaps tests that you'd advise women to, you know, question and demand in order to get help?
Yes. The first thing to do is to have your iron levels checked, your hemoglobin, but also ferritin. You know, often hemoglobin is done, but ferritin isn't done. And sometimes you might have normal hemoglobin levels, but your ferritin levels might be very low. So I think that's really important. And then look at your lifestyle. You know, for women to take charge of their own health and not just, you know, advocate it to the doctor. So read up about your condition, be informed, and know that you have the right to ask questions, to communicate your needs and concerns. And if you feel, you know, afraid, then take a buddy who can go to the doctor with you, and build a strong relationship with your healthcare provider. I think it's also important, Tato, that women look at their lifestyle, because if you can resonate with some of the things we've been talking about, then you need to look at your lifestyle. For example, you know, are you eating iron-rich foods that can support you? Maybe, you know, if you are severely overweight, is to lose weight, because severely obese does affect your hormone levels, for example. And there are so many, you know, natural supplements that can really support the woman in terms of regulating her hormones. And also, if she is low in iron, you know, things like natural waters like aspartame can actually restore normal iron levels without all the horrible side effects which often come with normal iron supplements. You know, if you take an iron supplement, you often experience nausea or constipation, whereas, you know, things like aspartame have no side effects. They're very, very safe, and they've been shown to increase iron levels and therefore reverse anemia, so that you feel energized again and no longer have fatigue. And so I think those kind of things are important.
Amazing. And I want to talk about cultural barriers that prevent women from seeking help. Are there perhaps any cultural barriers that still play a role, especially in this day and age?
Yes, absolutely. There are, because obviously, you know, we do come from a family and a culture, and sometimes, you know, there could be stigmas around, you know, menstruation. Sometimes in certain cultures, you know, it's seen as dirty, as, you know, so you can't prepare food, for example. You shouldn't, you know, touch foods if you're bleeding. For certain people, it's a taboo. We just don't talk about things like that. In some societies, a woman menstruating is seen as impure or sinful. that you can actually contaminate food or water. And also economically, sometimes there's also the whole thing of affordability of sanitary pads and tampons or menstrual cups. And so education, becoming aware of hygiene, waste management, all of these things can really help to break down these stigmas, cultural impediments to a woman seeking help and actually talking about it.
Amazing. Julia, thank you so much for joining us. But before we wrap up the show, we're just going to take some of the questions on 074-577-9461 at Vow88.1 on X, Facebook, and Instagram. We joined on the line by Julia, Chris Kuolo, a Vets University alumni and a pharmacist by profession with over 30 years of experience. We are talking about heavy menstrual bleeding, a cycle that is often perceived as normal, which could lead to dire health consequences when ignored. Perhaps you have one or two questions. Please send them through on 074-577-9461. Well, we continue with some of the few questions towards our guest tonight. Please stay tuned. That and more is coming up right after this.
FM Rewind, Vow 88.1.
We are in conversation with Julia Chris Kuolo, who is a Vets University alumni and a pharmacist by profession with over 30 years of experience. We're talking about heavy menstrual bleeding. Later on, we will be joined by Dr. Rachabedi. We're going to talk about endometriosis. Stay tuned for that. Now, your questions on 074-577-9461. There's a question that came through, Julia. It is about birth control. Can birth control pills actually make heavy menstrual bleeding worse?
In generally speaking, some women who have heavy menstrual periods often go on to birth control pills to try and regulate the hormones. That's generally speaking. So actually, it's the opposite is often true. That going on to the contraceptive pill can often regulate the hormones and make the periods much more consistent and not as heavy. But of course, there's always the exception. So it is possible that that could happen. And if you've noticed that your period has become heavier since you've been on the pill, then I would suggest speak to your doctor because there are so many different contraceptive pills available and you could just try something else which maybe has a different combination of progesterone and estrogen. So there's always a, you know, another possibility. And so speak to your healthcare provider, but don't just live with it. There are other options available.
Amazing, because I was about to ask which birth control you would recommend to this person, but you know, I think you managed to answer the question that I was about to ask, that it's very important for one to have a conversation with your doctor. Now, here's another question. I bleed through a pad every 2 hours for 2 days. Is that an emergency?
As I said, you know, every woman is different. If that person is their norm, you know, if it's just for 2 days, it doesn't sound excessive. If she was saying, like, if that happened for 7 days, I would be concerned. But if it's just for 2 days, that is possible because especially the first 2 days can be very heavy for many women. So I think, again, it's person-specific. If that is what they experience all the time with their periods, it's probably okay. But if it goes on for days on end, like 7 days, I would be concerned. But if it's just 2 days, it's probably okay. Again, listen to your body. If you are feeling any of the symptoms I've mentioned, overly fatigued, short of breath, having palpitations or dizzy, then that isn't normal. Speak to your healthcare provider. But if you're feeling okay, you've got lots of energy, that's your normal cycle, I wouldn't be concerned.
Yeah, and why is it so important to talk openly about menstrual health, especially at work, schools and in communities, because of, to be honest with you, in as much as we have subjects like life science in high school, these topics are rarely spoken about, hey?
Yes, absolutely. And it is a real shame, because the stigma, the shame, the embarrassment is really, it's something that we need to liberate ourselves from. It's such a normal process of life, you know, having periods, giving birth. You know, we have discharges, fluids, you know, just because it's part of our, you know, genitalia. We have all the shame that is cultural, etc., etc. But we're having these conversations to bring light to this matter and help women, support women and other people to realize this is normal, it's part of life, it's part of being a woman, there's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about. And so let's bring it into the open, let's talk about it and become comfortable with these kind of subjects.
Now, to wrap up the conversation, Julia, I'd like us to speak to a young woman who is either in university, high school, who's doing their internship, and they don't have a support group to talk about heavy menstrual bleeding, especially when they consistently experience it year in, year out, month in, month out. What would you like to say to that young woman, especially in helping them find affordable help or support groups for heavy menstrual bleeding, especially in South Africa?
Yes, I would tell that young woman that they are not alone and that they should persevere in seeking help. Find someone that you feel relatively safe with. Maybe it's a clinic sister at your local pharmacy who are very accessible and usually very warm and friendly in my experience. Most pharmacies have a clinic sister, and you don't often have to pay to go and see them. So that might be a place to start. Maybe speak to, you know, an older woman who's maybe a friend of the family, just someone that you feel safe and comfortable with, that you know won't judge you. But don't stay stuck in your bubble of feeling alone and isolated and believing that you have to stay that way. I would really encourage that young person to reach out and to find someone that you can share with and get support and help.
Julia Chris Kuolo, thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. For those who'd like to get hold of you, how can they do that?
Yes, they could go to the website, which is natrosutics.com, natrosutics.com, and there'll be more information how to get hold of me there.
Amazing. Thank you so much once again for educating us about this condition that is rarely spoken about, and all the best.
Pleasure, Tato. Good night. Blessings to you all.
Amazing. That was Julia Chris Kuolo joining us on the line to talk about a condition that is rarely spoken about, heavy menstrual bleeding, a cycle that is often perceived as normal, which unfortunately could lead to dire health consequences when ignored. When we kick-started off the show, I did mention that August is all about women's health and wellness. And tonight we're tackling a topic many women face but few talk about. Up next, we are going to talk about endometriosis. We'll be joined by Dr. Rachabedi. Stay tuned.
FM Rewind, Bow 88.1.